I am very grateful for this fortune of being with all of you this evening. My special gratitude to our distinguished guests who will be addressing us this evening, to all of you who have helped with this beautiful seva of Anamrita, and thank you for taking your precious time to be here. I was told this is a celebration of gratitude. Gratitude fertilizes the soil of the heart so that the seed of love can grow and blossom into the flower of genuine compassion and unselfish service. It is said that the evolution of human consciousness is growing from the need to take things and to get things into the joy of giving. A cultured society is one that loves people and uses things. But unfortunately, in the world we live in, it is becoming so common that we love things and use people to get them and to keep them. The Srimad Bhagavatam tells, Savaipung Sangparo Dharmo Yato Bhaktir Hokshaje Ahoitiki Apratihata Yayatma Suprasidati. The Supreme Dharma. Dharma means religion, spirituality, occupation. There are many definitions of dharma, but the all-inclusive true dharma is to love the one God of all religions, the one God who is seated within every living being's heart, and to serve without ulterior motives, without personal interest, selfish interest, and without interruption by various circumstances. And the Gita explains what is the way that that love is naturally expressed. Vidyavanaya sampane brahmani gabihastinu sunichaiva svapake cha panditasamadarshana. To the degree we connect with ourself, with our nature, we see all living beings with equal vision. Whatever their race, religion, caste, social status, or whatever their species, we see every living being as a brother, a sister, a child of God. And we live with compassion. In the Bible, the first and great commandment is to love God with all your heart, mind, and soul. And the natural byproduct of that is to love your neighbor as yourself. And everyone is our neighbor. I'd like to share a personal story. A couple years ago, I was walking with a friend in Muir Woods. It's a redwood forest near San Francisco, California. Incredible. These massive ancient trees. Hardly a ray of sun could come through and touch you, even in the middle of a sunny day. As we were walking in this mystical land, we came upon a group of Chinese tourists. There's really a lot of those Chinese tourists everywhere I go. They were in a circle around a forest ranger. And the ranger was teaching them the underground secret of the redwood forest. Now, being a teenager in America during the 1960s, I'm very inclined toward underground secrets. He was explaining that most trees, in order for them to grow and sustain, the roots require going very deep. But redwood trees, the roots do not grow deep. And these trees are the widest, tallest, and oldest trees in the world, some of them 2,000 years old. The soil is very loose. Over the centuries, there has been countless devastating earthquakes, massive windstorms, brutal winters, heavy rainfalls. How do these trees just keep growing and growing and growing over the millenniums? It's an underground secret. The roots of the redwood trees don't grow down so deep, but they grow out. They expand underground. And each part of the root searches for another redwood tree's roots. And as soon as they come together, they intertwine, they wind around each other and make a permanent, unbreakable bond. In this way, every tree in the forest is directly or indirectly at the level of the roots connected with each other. The little tiny trees get all the support and the strength of the ancient giant trees. Because every tree is there to support each other. And similarly, in human society, when we see the value and the relationship we have actually with every living being, then whether we're big or small, we should be reaching out to each other from our hearts. The root is the heart of the tree. From our hearts, reaching out with compassion to give strength. And the more we give strength, the more we gain strength. The more we gain strength, the more strength we have to give. Srila Prabhupada, our guru, used to give an analogy that the body has so many parts. Each part has a unique function. The heart does a very different function than the kidneys. And the knees cannot do what the kidneys can do, and the kidneys cannot do what the knees do, and the eyes have their function which the ears cannot do. But it's not that each organ and each of the senses of the body is thinking that I'm better than you. Even the little toe, even the cellular particle of the little toe is being nourished by every single part of the body. Because we're one body. And a healthy body is a body where every part is there to serve each other so that the whole body is healthy. And this is the principle of a healthy human society. Greed, prestige, fame, physical beauty, these type of external things, and what we acquire from them, can give some fleeting satisfaction to the mind and senses. But they cannot touch the heart. And real happiness, real fulfillment, is a thing of the heart. Only feeling loved and giving love can bring that satisfaction. The Bhagavad Gita tells, Bhoktaram yagyatapasam sarva loka maheshwaram. If we really want to be peaceful and spread peace, we require to understand that everything is God's property. In the Gita, Krishna tells that I'm the intelligence of the intelligence. I'm the strength of the strong. I'm the power to speak. I'm the ability in all beings. And I'm the proprietor of everything that exists. And every living being, aham bija pratapita, is my children. As long as we think I am the proprietor of either our skills, our intelligence, our wealth, our property, or our resources, we cannot be peaceful. We are the caretakers of the divine sacred property of the Supreme. And as divine caretakers, we are all meant, in whatever position we are in, to be instruments of that divine love of God, who we call Krishna. And that is where real happiness can be experienced, and wherein we can be empowered to truly give happiness to others. Srila Prabhupada, he is the inspiration of the Anamrita. And he taught us that when you water the root of the tree, naturally, that water extends to every part of the tree, the leaves, the flowers, the branches. Similarly, when we purify our own hearts through seva, through this beautiful chanting that we have just heard today of kirtan, through genuine spiritual practice, then naturally that love manifests as compassion for all beings. Our children are the future of the world. And our children are completely dependent on our kindness. Love and fulfillment in life grows, expands beyond just my body and my needs, my family and my family's needs, to everyone. We're all caretakers of God's children. And the children of the world who we could help, we should help. The number one reason for illiteracy in India is hunger. As Radha Krishnaji already explained, that people leave school because in hunger they can't concentrate on their learning. They'd rather go out and beg or work child labor. What is their future? If we feed them nutritious, sacred food with compassion, and by our example, by our integrity, we give them physical strength. We give them real knowledge that can make them productive instruments of real worth in the world. And we give them moral and spiritual values. That is a form of compassion that is desperately required in the land of India. I was born in Chicago, in America. And I hitchhiked with no money from London to India. It took 6 months. And so many life-threatening situations and so many diseases I never even heard of in my life. Why did I come here? Because in my studies and in my prayers, I discovered that the values, the character, the spiritual wealth and culture of India was so universal and so great. I sacrificed everything to receive the heritage of this great land of India, your land. And it is based on Dharma, the foundation of all true spiritual paths, to love God personally and to manifest that love through our genuine care and compassion to others. This was the inspiration Srila Prabhupada gave us, and it is what we are trying to share. This is a festival of gratitude today because the people of Anamrita, from our heart of hearts, we want to thank all of you. Because the service is not mine or his or hers. That won't work. The service is ours. Whether we're helping like Hanuman with great strength or like a little spider just putting some little sand on the bridge, if we do everything we can with sincerity and real concern, we could make a great difference and help the showers of God's grace to bless this world. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, His Holiness Raghunath Maharaj. I request Krishna Desai to please escort Maharaj to his seat.